In the news this week, the CI warned of the damaging effect that legalising assisted suicide would have on Scottish society. Sir Keir Starmer is urged not to penalise free speech in moves to clamp down on public disorder. And a pro-life campaigner receives compensation after being arrested for praying outside an abortion clinic. Hello. The Christian Institute has told the Scottish Parliament's Health Committee that any change to the law on assisted suicide would be hugely damaging to society. In its response to the committee's call for evidence on Liam MacArthur MSP's assisted dying bill, the CI said the proposal would devalue the lives of vulnerable people, expose them to coercion to end their lives, and fundamentally change the relationship between doctors and patients. The Institute's head of policy and research, Dave Greatorex, outlined some key concerns.
Allowing assisted suicide sends the terrible message that some lives are not worth living. People who have a terminal illness, they need a clear, firm law to protect them in their darkest moments. But legalising assisted suicide, making it an option, then it means that those vulnerable people are put under pressure to consider that option. So the so-called choice to die very quickly becomes a duty to die. True compassion for those who have a terminal illness means that we give them hope. It means make sure that palliative care is available to all those who need it. Make sure that we truly value their lives.
The Institute has warned that the Prime Minister should not curb legitimate free speech in response to recent public disorder. Sir Keir Starmer has previously said he does not wish to pass new legislation every time there is a challenge in front of us, but he is reportedly under pressure to do so. Following scenes of violence and rioting across the country, London Mayor Sadiq Khan said, "I think very swiftly the government has realised there needs to be amendments to the Online Safety Act. I think what the government should do very quickly is check if it is fit for purpose. I think it's not fit for purpose." The Online Safety Act is not yet being enforced by Ofcom, but during its passage as a bill, it was criticised for restrictions on so-called legal but harmful content, which were later dropped by the previous government. Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert said it would be unwise for the Prime Minister to reintroduce the controversial measures. Penalising social media giants for letting adults see content that is perfectly legal, yet deemed to be harmful, should send a chill down the spine. It's simple. If you can legally say it in the street, you should be able to legally say it online. Like disinformation or extremism, the term harm is slippery and subjective language that could lead to damaging limitations on legitimate debate. A national charity has found that early exposure to gambling increases the risk of harms in later life. Based on research by YouGov, GambleAware reported that children who are negatively affected by someone's gambling while growing up are four times more likely to go on to experience problem gambling themselves. It's also estimated that up to 1.65 million youngsters are living in British households with problem gamblers. Responding to the report, Children's Commissioner for England, Dame Rachel D'Souza, warned allowing gambling to be normalised for young people risks long-term impacts on their mental or physical health, their relationships and their financial well-being. In its leading article, The Times urged the government to reform gambling legislation, commenting, "It is terrible enough to exploit adults and drive them to despair, but it is appalling to ruin the lives of children, either by corrupting them in their youth or by laying the foundations for future suffering." And finally, pro-life campaigner Isabel Vaughan Spruce has received £13,000 and an apology from the police after being wrongfully arrested for silently praying outside an abortion centre. The director of March for Life UK has been arrested twice for praying inside Birmingham Council's abortion censorship zone. She stated, "Silent prayer is not a crime. Nobody should be arrested merely for the thoughts they have in their heads." She shared she was delighted at the settlement, but said, "Despite this victory, I'm deeply concerned that this violation could be repeated at the hands of other police forces." She warned that the introduction of national censorship zones will likely lead to further violations against the freedom to pray or peacefully converse or offer help near abortion facilities. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.